begins to discuss the next part of the davening, and that is Kriya Shema Brichos Seha. About the mitzvah reciting Kriya Shema and the brachas that surround Kriya Shema. The brachas both that those precede Kriya Shema, the bracha that follows Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is definitely a pivotal part of the davening, as this is the mitzvah min haTorah. It's actually this week's parsha. The divart above b'shachlof kumecha. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to recite Kriya Shema every morning and every evening. How much of Kriya Shema must be recited to fulfill this mitzvah in the Torah? So it's a little bit unclear. The Torah speaks about the Dibar Tabam. How much of these psukim must be said? So there are many, many different opinions in the Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who maintain that Midda Araisa, strictly speaking from the Torah's vantage point, all one has to recite is the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. One is obviously required to recite the entire Kriya Shema, but according to many opinions, that recitation is only Midda Rabbanan. According to many views, only the first pasuk is the Araisa. According to others, the entire first perek is the Araisa. According to others, the first two brachim, the first two parashas are the Araisa. I mean, you'd have to say, the parasha of Shema, the half of the Yom Shema, min haTorah. It would appear that the third parasha of Kriya Shema would not really be a din min haTorah for a very simple reason, that the Torah doesn't say the phrase, b'shachlof kumecha, in the parasha of Vayomer. So it would have seemed that the absolute maximum amount of Kriya Shema, the Araisa, would be again, either the first pasuk or the first parasha, or perhaps the first two parashios. However, when one takes a look at the Rambam, one seems to get the impression that the Rambam holds that somehow the third parasha is also somehow a mitzvah in haTorah, which is difficult to understand because in the Maisa of the Torah does not say the phrase, B'shachu Kamecha, concerning the third parasha. There is a suggestion given by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, that maybe the Rambam understood as follows. There is another mitzvah, at least according to the Rambam, maybe part of the same mitzvah, called the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every night. So according to many opinions, that's a separate mitzvah. There are really two different mitzvahs. There's Kriya Shema and there's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in theory, one can be yotzei one without the other. So Reb Chaim suggested, but that's a Rambam, that maybe that's not the case. That maybe the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is actually part of Kriya Shema. Why should that be? Because Kriya Shema fundamentally is a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. That one is required to not just say the words of Shema, but one is required to understand and to accept Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. We'll talk a little bit about later in the week about Kavana, that Kavana plays such a major role in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If one says Shema and doesn't concentrate on what one is saying, one doesn't really fulfill the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is more than just saying words. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. As such, it makes a lot of sense that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be a major component of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. Because ultimately, our Amunah B'Hashem really stems, really emanates from Anoichi Hashem Elokecha She'otzeisicha me'aretz Yitzrayim. That is the pivotal moment in history. That is the time that ultimately it leads us to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we're Mekabel or Malchus Shemayim, it makes perfect sense that that should be, in a sense, followed, should be complemented with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha She'otzeisicha me'aretz Yitzrayim. So it could be that the third parasha of Kriya Shema is also part of Kriya Shema on a level of D'oraisa. It doesn't make much of a difference for us, but Maisa, of course, everybody understands we are all required to recite all three parashas of Shema. Whether part of it is Deraisa, part is Rabban, and again, practically speaking, it doesn't mean all that much. But again, there definitely is some kind of a mitzvah of Kriya Shema that's at a level of Deraisa, and there may be part of Kriya Shema that may be Midrabban, and hopefully that's Shema. In the next year, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the intricacies about what one has to be careful with in order to perform this mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Have a wonderful day.